Dear Chicago.
Down set.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon, goddammit.
Jesus.
Who are you?
I'm Lauren, goddammit.
Today is Monday, September 26, 2011.
This is episode 386, post Pride 48.
Yes.
Where's Bill?
Excuse me.
Where's Bill?
We left him in Bill.
We always packing it up, Bill.
He came out of the closet.
He sure did.
It's my middle name, bitches.
Too bad he came out of the closet on such a sucky show.
Shit.
Oh my God, we're going straight into Pride 48. First of all, I'm still recovering from Pride 48. I have a sickness that I cannot get rid of.
I still think.
And I got it before I went to Pride 48.
No, I think Pod as my co-pilot was right on for the money. Tricks.
It was all tricks. Ricky was tricktastic.
Got sick in Vegas because of the sex.
I was not tricking. Believe me, I did not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's tricking if you got it, and I did not have it. So. I was so sick, you guys. I think I just run myself too tired. Like, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I went to work. And
well,
then...
And you were completely stressed. I mean, everything that's going on with your mom and your stepfather. Right. And you finally had a chance to breathe by being on vacation with air quotes. Right. I mean, what's the first thing your body's going to do is deal with it.
Well, I was having a pretty good day, especially around 11:30 when I text messaged Lauren and said, "Hey, could you plug in my hair trimmers in the bathroom?"
And I didn't do it.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, sure, so, I'll do it for you.
She goes, sure, I'll do
he
it.
He comes home and he's like, man.
I turn it on and he goes, She's on the phone. She's like,
I felt so bad.
I'm such an asshole.
Do you know why she? Do you know why she didn't do it? Because you're not paying her $50 a day, like the lady next door is for her to feed her cats. Yes, everyone. Lauren will feed your pussy for $50 a day.
$50 a day.
Twice a day.
Minimum 5 days.
So, we got to Vegas for what, 12 o'clock their time, two o'clock hours.
Yeah,
it was about midnight.
First of all, let's, I think we might save this for later. We're going to do a commercial, I think, for Spirit Airlines.
Oh my God. Yeah. Spirit Airlines. That was amazing.
If by amazing you mean.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Yeah. Oh
hashtag
my God,
never
guys.
Again.
Oh my God. Totally not worth saving the money.
No.
So, oh my God.
Well, at the same time though, after you pay for your luggage and to get your seat, if you're going with multiple people, because we wanted to sit in the same row together.
And pay for your carry-on.
That was luggage.
No, you pay for luggage, and then you also pay for your carry-on.
Yeah, part of your luggage.
Oh, I know, but everyone's used to paying for luggage, I guess.
No.
Not carry-on.
Not with
Southwest. But not the carry-on, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't one carry-on free?
Well, no, that's usually that's no, the personal item that was free.
Which was my laptop bag, which right. should have been free. And then I had my other bag.
You only paid for one.
You did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you probably spent the same amount of money you normally would.
Yeah, when I got confused was it showed up as two checked bags and two carry-on bags. And I was like, no, but it was one way and then one another way.
They basically make you pay for anything that goes above your seat. If it's below, you don't have to pay for it. If it's above, you have to pay for
it. And let me tell you, on the way home, both my happy fucking bags were upstairs. They were not going to be under my feet.
That's true.
Because I could not move. My legs.
I'll have to say.
First of all, I got onto the plane and I literally thought they had taken the rides from like, or the seats from like Great America, the old used ones, and stuck them inside the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
because they were so used.
Wait, was it my chair that the front, like the tray was half off?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then and when you had the tray down.
Oh, then,
somebody...
And then on the return,
What was yours wrong?
Mine on the way there was broken.
And my chair was broken on the way back.
Oh my God, yeah. It was a hot mess.
What else was broken in that plane?
Dude, shit.
Clearly everything that was in it and the people.
Scary.
And I think the bitch that was blowing her nose the whole time is who got me sick.
I am surprised. You guys remember the big old boy?
That boy was big.
He was like Ricky.
He was like me and Waylon together.
They did not make him pay two seats.
Did not.
He
sat
into one.
He sat next to the window, and his mother.
His mom was like being sucked into her.
Like this.
Yeah. By the way, what they're doing is like
sharing a microphone.
Sharing a microphone. They're sitting on the little stools that we have, little chairs.
But no, he was huge. And by huge, we're not being rude. No, he was a massive man.
Like 350, 400.
I am not skinny, but I'm not huge. When I put the tray down, it was hard to get past my stomach. We were that close.
Yeah.
Then when the bitch in front of me put her seat back, it got wedged in my stomach, and then I couldn't move it.
She knocked the wind out of you.
And our knees.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, Lauren, our knees, like...
And this is with
our knees were in the next person's back.
So I don't know how the big boy actually even
did it.
Did it?
I don't know.
Good job, big boy.
Good job, big boy.
That should be on the Spirit Airlines commercial.
Spirit Airlines. Good job, big boy.
Though I do love the on the way back, the woman next to us was all like, are you going to add that to your letter to the airline?
Oh, yeah. And our plane was delayed on the way back.
3 hours.
3 hours.
First, because of weather. Oh, no.
And it was weather for all 3 hours we were on land.
Oh, yes.
But as soon as we got into the plane, actually, it wasn't the weather. They didn't have enough controllers in the Chicago towers.
At Spirit Airlines, we passed the buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was completely like pass the blame.
As we're getting close, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Thank God, we only have 20 minutes. I can move my fucking legs. We're going to have to fly over Chicago for an hour and a half before we land. God.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And I was starting to have like panicky anxiety. Like,
oh, Mr. Shuffle. Mr. Shuffle.
Like, I just kept moving everywhere. I was going.
Well, and you also spilt your ice all over the guy behind you.
Oh, my God. I felt so horrible. And I think just the stress from just being on the plane.
Yeah.
Over. Did it. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking work tomorrow.
Oh, I was glad I took the day off. There was no way.
I
thought I was going to die. I literally thought I was going to die the next day.
You were pretty sick.
Yeah. Like, I slept until 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I got up and drank something, and then I went to bed. Around 8 or 9, I got up, and I drank something, tried to eat something. I had no fucking taste. And then I went to bed till 5:30 the next morning.
Yeah, I took a melatonin, slept until noon, forced myself out of bed. I'm like, I cannot sleep past this. But I was still exhausted, and the rest of the day was just shot. It was just shot.
It was awful. I didn't have time to recover, and I had to go to work the rest of the week. And then my throat started hurting, which it still hurts. I was just telling them this exciting story this morning. I'm surprised you didn't wake up, because you know how I gag.
This morning?
This morning.
Oh.
I went to swallow, and I felt something weird in my throat. So I was like...
No, did you throw up? You guys...
It looked like I had an abortion in my mouth and spit it out.
And by abortion, Hoover, he means bloody.
Hoover or Dyson?
Oh, it was totally Hoover. Spirit Airlines, Hoover.
Ricky, you have been having cravings lately.
I know.
I asked if you were pregnant. Do you think that's what it was?
Well, I aborted my baby this morning.
Ricky had a miscarriage this morning.
Ew, it was so gross. Yeah, so.
But at least we had a good time in Vegas, besides your sickness.
I tried to have as much fun as I could, and I felt like the biggest piece of shit asshole, because these people paid to come to see us, and I felt like I was being a big drag, because I was like, oh my God, I can't move. I don't feel good, you guys. I think I have a fever. And, you know, I just kept... You know, I had a symptom that we have renamed. I'm not going to say what they are because
diarrhea?
It's accusatory.
Oh.
And
that.
You know, right. And you'll have to listen really good to see if you can hear that.
If Nessa was here, she'd say what it was.
Say it out loud.
Maybe just tell her and she'll say it on her show.
Which we got to stay with Nessa and she was pretty awesome. And I was sick, so I was snoring like extra hard. And then we had...
And farting.
Who was Diesel over here? Who was the Diesel
I
truck?
Was.
No, he was the
oh,
air
we already talked
compressor.
About all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I was the air brake.
He was the air compressor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a good time. I think the only regrets that I have is that next time I want to spend more time listening to other people's podcasts and just hanging out with everyone at the hotel.
Yeah. I think what we need to do is take, if it's going to be on the weekend again, we need to take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come home Monday, leave Thursday morning. So then one of those days, we can just do our own thing and go out and do our thing.
Exactly.
The other day, we could just stay with everybody.
Yeah, like either go a day early or stay a day late, and after everything's done, do the Vegas stuff that we actually want to do.
Because I feel bad, because a lot of people came there, and I didn't get to hang out with them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all looking for criticism, too. Pride 48 is. They're like, oh, what do we need to do better? Yeah, okay.
Well,
no, I know, I agree.
I feel like
I feel like, I mean, aside from the breakfast thing, I think it'd be nice to be able to do, like, if everyone showed up on, like, a Thursday or a Friday, or that's when it kicked off, and then had, like, a big old, like, in a sense, like a convention, everyone, like a meet and greet kind of thing.
Right.
And then that way you're able to meet everyone, you do whatever. And
I think that's what the pink carpet's supposed to be if we're not all drunk.
Right, and all fucked up.
Well, yeah.
I want to introduce my new friend, Miranda.
I love Melinda.
Her name's Melinda.
And I loved how everyone else called her Miranda on their shows for the whole
show. Gay country boy, I don't know if you noticed, but
you called her Miranda.
You totally called her Miranda on your show.
I love Melinda. Aww. And Melissa. I love Melissa and Melinda.
Melissa and came Kim. And picked us up at the airport. Melissa and Kim. Kim had never heard a podcast in her life, so this was like her.
This was
whole,
like her.
It was
big old cherry got popped.
And Kim was sad that James LeRoy, Mr. Brad here, is straight.
I mean, gay.
I'm not. Excuse me.
He is?
What?
I'm straight.
Everyone, I came out. I'm straight.
Yes.
And by cuddle on Facebook, I mean we're gonna do it.
We're gonna fuck.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
If I meant straight as in
Chuck,
the,
and I'm here
as
to
in
fuck.
Straight to the next cock,
right?
Because straight, you are not.
I have to say, I've been to a bunch of podcast things. You know, gay days.
Yeah,
meeting up with people. I have to say, meeting this group of people was so much fun.
This was a good time.
I mean,
really enjoyed it.
People were all totally different. We all got along.
Everyone got along.
There seemed to be no issues.
Mm-mm.
And we were even, you know, the haters stayed away.
Yeah.
From what I understand, there was no hating up on that Kool-Aid.
No.
So
I'm really jealous I didn't get to go next
year. Oh, they were asking, where's Lauren?
I'm everyone like, was.
Lauren doesn't have a job.
She's sucking off strangers for money right now.
Yeah. Feeding other people's cats. And by feeding cats, I mean feeding cats.
Feeding cats.
Yeah.
For real.
And then, of course, it was fun hanging out with our spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Our spinoff friends.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, Brian, and Frank.
Go on, Brian.
Good one, Christian.
Sorry, Ricky.
So we're gonna start a segment now where we pretend to be another podcast,
right.
And you guys
and we're just
will
gonna do the podcast for a minute. It's
yeah,
just a
we're
minute
not.
And
it's
we're
like
not,
30 seconds.
Oh,
30 to 60
and I don't
seconds.
Think we should say and tell them when it's going to be
we should
either.
Make them guess.
We're just gonna drop it in the middle. Just all of a sudden, just start talking like another podcast, and then you just have to let us know who you think
we
sometime in our show.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh yeah.
And then they're always gonna go. PNS explosion.
Or
oh yeah, you like that?
Or that's what she said.
Yeah.
Until one day we're all I see.
Nessa.
And then you're gonna be in the middle of a story and I'm just gonna go, Uno. Game night, guys.
Let's kick this pig.
Shoots and ladders.
I think we have something here. I think we have something here.
I think we will become famous.
Yeah, maybe not.
No!
Speaking of kind of famous, if you guys want to go to podcastawards.com and put us in for an award, that would be great. But you
categories?
Don't have to. I don't know.
Oh.
We want to be in the GLBT comedy section.
So you have to give them specific instructions because if our name goes in a lot of different places, it doesn't count.
Oh, that's rude. Well, let me pull it up here.
If you don't
website too.
If you don't vote for us, just vote
good
for
one, Ricky.
Pot.
Right.
Apparently, they voted for people, but they didn't want to say who they voted for.
No, they told some people. They didn't.
But then they started going into detail and were like, "No, we're not going to say everybody we voted for."
Well, there's a lot of categories.
Well, obviously, we should be in Best Produced. I mean, seriously.
Right.
According to our last review, please read.
Oh,
James
our last
LeRoy.
Review. Yeah.
Wait, this
and
will be,
read it.
Yeah, this will be
the way that the person
exactly,
was
in meant. The voice that we imagine the person who wrote it.
He's getting into character. He's doing jazz hands a little.
Nothing of substance. 3 stars. If you like sitting and listening to a bunch of gay stereotypes talk like Paris Hilton, but gross, this show is for you. They can be funny. Just don't expect anything but insipid chit-chat. Girl, do not choke on your big words.
I wish you could see his face while he's reading it.
I'm being a big old Paris Hilton diva.
I mean, I guess you could say there might be truth of that, but have we ever tried to be anything different?
We're not trying to be more than what we are.
No.
No.
It's supposed to be.
That's what she said.
Yeah, we're not trying to be like Brian. Bob and Tom Radio or any.
Yeah.
We're not political. We pull shit out of our ass. Deal with it.
I don't know. People listen.
Yeah. People still do listen, and
it still amazes me. And that was the thing at Pride 48. Just the amount of listeners that came.
I know, I was excited.
And how happy they were to see us and how happy they are to listen to us.
Dude, that was
my God, you guys. We are so sorry for that show, but we were, 1, unprepared. 2, I was nervous as shit. 3, there was about 59 more people that I wanted to be in that room.
And it was 200 degrees.
Yeah, it was hot in there. I wasn't feeling good. I already had like a fever. Yeah. You know?
I don't know. I don't know if they were having a problem with the air. Because, I mean, there were parts when it was cold and there was parts when it wasn't cold. I just think it didn't help with like... All of a sudden, we had like 50 people in there and the machines and whatnot going and everything like that.
It made me so nervous because like what we were saying... While we're sitting here, we only have each other to look at, and we don't give a fuck what everybody else
is
thinking.
And if we know that something bombs, it's because one of us is like, oh, good That's one, Ricky. Not,
right.
Oh, but instead, they're looking at people's faces, you see like the audience like, just going.
And they're like starting to not listen to you, and they're talking to their neighbor.
But you know what, though? But if you ask those people, they weren't. But when you ask those people, I think what's something we should learn from that is they weren't doing that because they were bored or they didn't think it was funny. They were just listening.
Right.
And that's what the weird part is.
That's my job. I'm a listener.
Is that you have like 50 people just staring at you, like just like waiting for every word. And you're like, can you like laugh? Can you like talk to us?
I do want to say.
Right. Right. Right.
So, yeah. I do want to say thank you to Big Fatty because he helped. He helped move it along. 38 minutes.
And totally ripped on us the entire time, and Ricky.
But he also did ask questions, too.
Yes.
Which was nice.
Yes.
I told the story I would never tell.
Which, what did we learn from that?
Apparently, no one cared.
Yeah, and what did we learn from that? We can edit the personal stuff out that we don't want people to know.
I got a little bit too personal with it.
It's okay.
I felt bad. Then, once I said that, and I was like, oh, fuck.
God, now
I'm never
going to
find a boyfriend because they think I'm a fucking cheater.
Lick
cheater,
it, Ricky.
Cheater, pumpkin
Lick
eater.
It. Lick it.
You can just kiss it.
you can kiss it.
That was funny. I loved it. Was it Ramble Redhead when he was like, what's the strangest place you've found cum? And somebody nuns is like, on the carpet. I think it was Nessa.
I was like,
oh.
It was a good group. I honestly am really excited. For next year, I really hope there's a next year.
Oh my God,
year.
He's getting like super like Catholic schoolgirl excited.
I know, right? His hands almost went to his armpits.
I know, almost
to
his armpits.
Sometimes when I get happy and excited about Pride 48, I put my hands on my arms like this. And I
smell them. You can smell
it. Podcastawards.com, vote for us, People's Choice, Comedy, or GLBT.
What about Mature? Does that mean old,
I think we're a little immature for that. It requires...
Is there an immature?
It requires...
mature could be taken a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I think mature takes a lot of beat down.
I think we need to go into the religion category.
Oh.
I think one year we should just totally...
Do all
religious... just totally campaign for the wrong category and see how far we can get.
So everyone, you need to vote for us in the religion category?
Religion, inspiration.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Praise his light.
Buddha.
Praise his light.
Stigmata.
Who else is there?
Jewish.
Allah. Jesus.
Satan.
Cher.
Hugo Chavez.
Cher.
Yeah. Cher. Oh, deal.
Thanks to my religion.
Praise the Lord.
Meow mix. My religion. In Cher's religion, you have to change your sexuality.
Oh, boobs. Speaking of...
She made it, or he made it.
Yeah, I know.
That was excited. Chaz
is doing really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably a bunch of activists that are voting to keep him on.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, I'm sure.
So there's, you know how many people every year stay in for the same fucking reason? At least this one has a good political statement behind it.
So are we ending Pride 48 talk? Do we want to talk about anything else?
I don't think so. It was fun. Lunch. Everyone did a great job.
We had drinks out the ass. Thank you to the anonymous person that supplied us with the alcohol. And hey, thank you for everyone that...
Huh? Sorry, I was going to say, hey, anonymous person, can you mail some right. of that to
there was
house?
A lot left over.
There was.
Well, and thanks to Lauren for all the album art for all the different shows, too. Yeah,
I better be seeing all that shit everywhere. Airware.
If not, it's okay. Because I don't get paid for it, so.
But it's going in her portfolio.
Right.
Or not.
I want to say thank you to everyone that came. I can't wait till next year because I think it's going to be double the amount of people.
Well, and definitely.
And we're definitely going to wear like real clothing to the pink carpet.
Yeah. I love how I was all fucking prepared to wear something nice, something fun. And all Ricky says is, oh, honey.
It's fake.
It's fake.
I wore my...
And they actually had a pink carpet, Lauren. Yes, they and had a pink carpet
they
there.
Did?
And Big Fatty was in a tux.
Big Fatty was in a tux. I saw the picture.
And Melinda scooted her butt on it.
Huh?
Melinda scooted her butt on it.
Oh, and then even though Big Fatty did try to tell everyone that it was supposed to be theater of the mind, which means make the shit up, people, that no one ever did.
Everyone's like, oh, I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Totally dressing up next
time. I brought it up with some cargo shorts and a shirt.
Oh,
though I do want to say it was like on the edge of, oh, that's really funny, and ooh. Too far when you were just like, I'm wearing Ricky's leftover skin.
Oh.
I did.
Lauren's
leftover
face, like,
what?
Skin from the weight he lost.
From the weight he's
that's
lost.
What I was wearing.
Oh.
And everybody was like,
wow.
Yeah.
I think everybody's face was like,
it was
laugh?
Funny. Okay.
Are they
this
supposed
is
to laugh or is Ricky pissed?
This is what happened. This is what I perceived happened. Waylon looked over to me and he goes, everyone else went up and I didn't. Hmm. And I was like, okay, guys, we gotta point to Waylon when they're ready to go. When they're ready to go, we gotta for the next person, we gotta point to Waylon. So we started pointing. He's like, what are you doing?
Stop!
Stop!
I don't wanna be up there.
No, stop it.
And as we're saying that, we're looking into the camera. Take my picture. Take my picture. Stop. Don't look at me.
Yes, yes, no, no.
Anyway, thanks also to Daniel Brewer and Adam.
They have that shit all professional. Lauren,
yeah.
You,
you guys rock that shit.
Professional.
Nice.
And of course, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Yeah. Donna Sugars. She was excellent.
Oh, she
Donna
was,
her. Was
an Amazon woman.
Oh, wow. She was
she
tall.
Was huge.
How
tall was she?
Like with her heels, probably.
She was
six
so
five.
Tall.
Oh, and Dr. Westone is so fucking hot.
He's so cute. He is your type if you were straight.
Oh, I know. I've seen pictures of him.
You know, deathly skinny, about to die, pass over and die.
Deathly skinny.
Cold. Always cold.
Always cold.
Oh, so am I. It's so cold in here.
Hot.
It is not.
Go, girl. Y'all, that's BNS Explosion. Go back and listen to some old episodes.
No, we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to say. Remember, that's
oh, yeah,
our segment.
Supposed to guess. Guess who that was?
Guess. Just do it. I dare you.
I can't think. It's too cold in here.
We fucked up the ending to our show. We never announced where they're supposed to call anything.
No, nope.
We were nervous. I was ready to get the fuck out of that room.
I had a when we were done. I took a big old shit because
I had
of that
to
coffee
a big
that
old dump
Kim
too,
and Melissa came
because Lauren decided to introduce me to. Baked kale 2 days before I went to Vegas.
I questioned the amount of kale he wanted to make.
I was like,
make.
Oh, this shit's good.
We went
it's
to the
like
grocery
popcorn.
Store together, and he's like, oh, that's not big enough. I want the big bunch. I'm like, you're going to eat it all at once, or am I going to help? He's like, no, I want the big bunch for me.
Oh.
And he actually made it, all of it.
Oh, my God.
And I ate all of it
all
in
of
one
it.
Sitting.
I don't know how, I don't know, what is it, like a gallon of kale? Literally, like it could have filled up 2 gallon jugs of, you know, the milk jugs? These jugs.
My shit.
Hey. I did your
good
thing
one,
on the
Brian.
Show, by the way.
Sorry, Ricky.
Lauren, I did your thing on the show for all the audience members.
What thing?
Oh, my back hurts.
My back hurts.
I was like, this one's for Lauren.
Thank you.
But literally, my shit was so heavy and green. It was like.
Gross.
It was like. Green. Yeah, I thought it was going to scream back at me in like Hulk's voice. Like, I'm angry.
Or Popeye.
Or Popeye. Or
oh
the
God.
I mean,
grouch.
It's good for you.
It was so good, but
But I mean,
oh my god, it's not good when it comes out
in massive amounts like that.
I felt sorry for the people at work the next day because I was.
That's what I call the vegan cleanse.
The vegan cleanse. It cleanses it out.
Because when someone eats a meal like that, well, it's not really a meal, but when someone eats like that and they're not really used to eating like that, it's just
yeah, you get your shit fucked up.
So have you bought your pill separator yet? You know, your daily thing, so that you don't take your.
I have a weekly.
So you don't take your medicine, your high blood pressure medicine
so
twice
what
a day.
Is I woke up and I was super tired, and I was like, oh, "Let me brush my teeth and take my blood pressure medication." And then I was like, "I'm gonna take a shower." So I took a shower, get out. And I'm like, put my contacts in and brush my teeth again. And oh, I don't think I took my blood pressure medication. So let me take it. I took two of them fuckers.
And then wondered why he felt like he was dying.
Right. He was like, my
I was
heart
in bed
feels so
and
slow.
My arms could wouldn't. I was like, my arms aren't moving. And I was like, I don't care. I want to get CPC.
Your heartbeat was very slow.
It was so slow. It was the like, what is it called? Like when you're a medical, like.
You flatlined.
No, when you're a medical miracle. What is that called?
A medical miracle?
I was a medical miracle, and my heart rate got down to like 65.
You had a heart rate like a kitty cat, like 35 beats a minute.
And I
like,
lived.
Meow.
I lived. I made it through it, and I got up, and I ate breakfast.
Praise is light.
Praise is
light.
Fucking light.
Vote us on religion.
Because don't nobody fucking love you like Jesus.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
This was a nice little wrap up show.
I'm gonna be killed and mutilated.
Yeah, maybe
for being an awful person.
We live across the street from a church. You can go.
Yeah,
and
oh, we pray.
Pray or whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Pray.
I just breathe in.
Well, I'm filled
I'm really
with crass love.
You really
I want
hungry?
Croissant rolls. I want steak, and I want an Italian salad with a zesty Italian dressing.
By Kraft and Kraft.
By
only.
Kraft and Kraft only.
You know what the one that you had at the restaurant down the street?
The Olive Garden one?
No,
the one that
you
spent
and you
too much
oh
money
my
on.
Oh my god! It tastes like oil. She liked it.
She would.
I got it at my pot.
Good one.
I wouldn't put my lips that close to that microphone.
I didn't lick it.
Your tongue came awfully close.
Real close. How long have we been recording?
20 minutes.
How often do 28? I say
28?
I didn't lick
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We could. This is a nice little wrap up show. Seriously.
Yeah, we could probably get 3 shows out.
No.
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 Let's not get too hasty.
Especially since we don't have headphones.
Yeah, so
it's
Waylon
really
was a
well
big douchebag and didn't bring the headphones yesterday.
So we're
like, we'll record on Monday.
So if I'm a big douchebag, does that mean
I'm
that you're like a
super
huge, like you're a master
like,
douche?
You're a vagina cleanse.
My douche.
You're a
a vegan vagina cleanse.
You're the Costco Summer's Eve, like a giant Ooh. Box of them.
Summer's Eve.
But why are you a master douche?
Because the connectors that I need, one of them I left in Vegas and the other one doesn't work with them, all the other headphones.
Womp womp.
So
way to fail.
But before we go, when we left Pride 48, like I compare it to like as a kid when you go to summer camp for a week and when you have to leave, how upset you are that you're never probably ever going to see these people again. You're just like, oh my god, I don't know if I can leave you. It's kind of like that feeling as an adult, but it's awesome because we have control of our lives and we can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see people start to cry because you're leaving, it's so like
moving,
awesome, but heartbreaking at the same time. I mean, these people have been listening for years and they have never met you, but in 3 days they become like your
They drank
person.
With yeah, yeah. They drank with you, they puked with you, they pooped with you, they farted with you.
We talked about sex, vaginas,
the diva cup, of course.
Boobies. I mean, it's like really amazing to me that we can have kid fun but be adults and able to do it again. Like I cannot wait to go back next year.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm
so excited.
Oh, and we literally were in the same bed together at one point.
Yeah, we were.
The triad was for real.
The triad was for real. And we posted a picture, so if people did talk about it, you have a picture to refer to.
You do.
I looked a little scared. And pukies.
You're a little pale.
Y'all just tore my shit up that night.
We're so good.
Gross.
What does that mean?
Gross.
I don't know. My sister said it about the bathroom. I told you that.
Yeah. I'm a little limp right now.
My turtle is poking in. My uncut soul is no.
Mm-mm. You have a turtleneck to a V-neck?
It's turned into... No.
There are some stuff that happened in Vegas that stays in Vegas. So if you weren't there, you don't get to hear all the good things that happened.
Like Nakey Nakeys.
And all the inside jokes that we're all going to have.
Too bad for you.
We even said inside jokes on the show, but nobody got them. Well... Only the people it affected really. Well, never mind.
No, yeah. We don't talk about other people like that.
No, we don't at all.
Ever.
Oh my God, we said the same word at the same time.
That's not as funny right now. You guys, my stepdad's really sick. Like, bad. But we're not going to end that on a bad note.
No.
I want to think about Melinda scooting her butt across the carpet and showing everybody her panties.
And she's like, did I really? And I was like, oh, yeah.
And they're so pretty.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, oh, my God, I'm glad I wore the pretty ones for you guys today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sushi place afterwards.
Oh, it was so good.
We didn't talk about this on the show because it was right after our shows. But us, that's what she said. Melinda, and Kim. All of us went to this sushi place off the strip.
For all you can eat.
All you can eat was like 21. No, it was like 19.95 or something. And we all shared four
bottles of sake.
We had two. Split among us.
It was green apple.
It was green apple.
Oh,
it was really good.
No, delicious.
It was delicious. And some of that fucking sushi was damn good.
I've never been to an all you can eat sushi place that you like order it as you go. I've never been to one like that. Like I've been to like one that's like a buffet and yeah. make it right there, but you just choose what you want.
Never go to those.
Yeah.
Go do it this way.
This one's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is like if you order it, you better fucking eat it or they're charging you for it.
They do.
What do you mean?
They put prices next to the rolls so that if you don't eat the whole roll or you leave leftover rice when you get like regular sushi, they will charge you for an extra piece or what the real cost would be.
Oh.
Because they don't want people to order too much.
And not
yeah. like Americans do. Because you can't take it home. And they'll charge you for the leftovers, for
you
the waste.
Order the entire roll?
You don't have to. You can do half orders.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But we had a large party.
But there was like, yeah, there was almost nine. Yeah, so what we did is we like split the table in half and like, oh, it was eight. Because then it was like four and four. But like that four shared plates and stuff and they all got together. And for instance, our table all shared our food. We got like one roll each for the first round. And then like the next round we got another roll each and stuff. So it's not like we ate the
fuck out of that sushi.
Shit.
It had a really good vegetarian sushi because that's what I had.
Sounds good.
It was really good.
You didn't have the one with the cream cheese that like melted in your mouth?
Well, no, I did have a couple California rolls and then the tempura California roll.
Right.
Which... I know you don't eat because that's still fish and the fake crab, but it was really good because they basically fried the roll, the California roll.
Yeah, I've had that before where they fry the whole thing.
And then all of a sudden, like the cream cheese was so hot and gooshy.
It bust up in your mouth.
And it had like a sweet sauce
shit
on top of
all
it.
Up in your mouth.
Oh.
We love hot.
We're still talking about sushi?
I wish I liked the salmon because I really wanted it. I think it was salmon with tuna. Either way, I don't like them.
The seared you may have liked.
No, I meant I really wanted the jalapeno popper.
Oh, that was good.
Shit, that was hot.
That shit was good. But you probably would have liked the seared whitefish, I think, and there was a seared salmon, I think, and it had some kind of like beef or barbecue flavoring on it.
Hmm.
It was good.
We also should talk about the dinner we had at the pub, the Irish pub.
We'll talk about that on the next show.
Okay.
Because this one's gone a little long, right?
34.
Yeah. We can.
Okay.
Yeah. Give us a call at 206-984-3685.
Where do I text message you?
Oh, you can text message at 863-666-0377.
You can also follow us on Twitter at JamesRoyFM You can follow us on Twitter at JamesRoyFM, ValMonkeys, or now, WayWilly.
Yay!
And your shit's gonna blow up.
Yeah, it already has.
You can follow us on Facebook.
On our fan page?
Like you on Facebook?
Yeah.
You can also email us.
And you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
JamesRoyFM@gmail.com.
Did we fuck that all up?
Yeah.
We did it out of order or something, right?
but you're doing it well, so keep going.
It's all there. All
right. So you can call us. You can text us. You can follow us on Twitter. You can
Tumblr
with us at themonkeys@tumblr.com, and you can, to reiterate the email since I think we talked over it, it's themonkeys@gmail.com and jamesorifm@gmail.com.
Right.
And are we going to make one for you? We should probably make a themonkeys one for you. wavelandfm@gmail.com. We'll check and see if it's available.
That works.
Yeah.
Podcastawards.com. Vote on us. Put us in
religion inspiration.
Religion.
Religion inspiration.
For real, though? Put us in
religion inspiration.
For real? Religion inspiration.
GLBT.
Religion inspiration.
Religion.
Or comedy.
Religion.
Best produced. Which I think we'd have a better chance getting to religion than best produced.
What about health and fitness?
Right.
Sexual health and fitness.
Goodbye.
Just put us where you want.
But goodbye, everyone.
This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
This is Lauren.
Bye.
Bye.